Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am here, ladies and gentlemen. I love my American Airlines flight being delayed for 5 hours, almost 5 hours in Los Angeles yesterday. Got home about 3:30 in the morning. Not complaining, but if I'm a bit sluggish here at the beginning of this transmission, bear with me. I will get warmed up. In fact, I've kind of tracked past radio broadcasts. I tend to rant more when I actually am tired, and people seem to enjoy those. I know I don't. I'm very upset about watching the walls close in on our society inside the scientific dictatorship. Every day, the news gets more important, more in focus with what we're dealing with this global tyranny. I want to open the phones up again today for folks to talk about all the amazing things that are happening in our world. So many times I start the show with the intentions of taking your calls, and we've been doing that, but I want to take a lot of your phone calls today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. I was out in California consulting for and appearing in Jesse Ventura's TV show that's set to air in December and January called Conspiracy Theory. And I interviewed Jesse. It's about a 10-minute video interview that I'll be airing either tomorrow or Monday. But I was talking to Jesse, and he did what a lot of people have done. I said, well, when I interviewed you back in October of last year, you talked about how candidate Obama was already flip-flopping on his anti-war stance. And he said, yes, I don't like either party. And I said, well, he's already increased the troops in Afghanistan. And he said, no, he's discussing increasing troops in Afghanistan. And I pointed out to him, because we all fall for this, that that was a classic example of psychological warfare. Right out of a British psych warfare manual that was declassified decades ago that I happened to read in a psychology journal many years ago. And that was one of the tactics they engage in. You see, he's increased the troops already twice, publicly once, sent 30,000 troops, then secretly sent, and this now broke earlier this week on Monday, 13,000 more troops, while he's having a public debate about 40 to 48,000 more troops. You got to love that. And this is just the basic Army handbook. I mean, there were conservatively 40,000 at one time U.S. observers in 1960, and there were 6,000 deaths of observers from 60 to 64 in Vietnam. I mean, the war was absolutely in full swing by 1961, but we didn't really have an official war, and it still was a police action until 1964, 4 years later, when the Pentagon staged the Gulf of Tonkin event. And then I bought a Wall Street Journal as I was waiting in the airport for 5 hours and read most of it. And they actually admitted the truth in there, but hid it in plain view about the health care bill. The insurance companies wrote the stinking thing. The only reason they're pulling out now is because, well, I'll tell you about it when we get back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Thursday, October 15th, 2009. We've got 4 hours laying out before us today. Thank you so much for joining us. I've got Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, joining us to talk about a host of issues, the deployment of regular Army, National Guard, Marines on the streets of the United States, the military and police, as well as private snatch-and-grab forces in military uniforms, grabbing people a few weeks ago off the streets of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Neocon media said it was a hoax, but the G20 confirmed that those were private contractors dressed as military kidnapping people. That's right. And we'll also discuss provocateurs out there trying to get a war started between the American people and the paramilitary forces that they have arrayed inside the country. And if whoever fires first loses, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be discussing that coming up. Also, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts will be joining us to talk about Obama's Peace Prize, the expansion of the wars, the Orwellian state that we're living in. I'm going to take a lot of your phone calls today as well, 1-800-259-9231. As I said in the first segment, I just got back at 3 o'clock in the morning last night with a five-hour delayed flight out of good old Los Angeles. I'm finally done, or almost done, consulting on and appearing in Jesse Ventura's television show, Conspiracy Theory, that'll be coming out in December and January is when the episodes are going to air. That looks to be a very interesting television show. That's a big weight off my shoulders. And, yes, we are dropping the info weapon next Wednesday, October 21st, Fall of the Republic. And this film is another attempt to alert the American people and people of the world to how all sovereign nation states are being imploded by design by the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. So I'm very excited about the release of that film. And I want to thank all of you out there that have got the buzz going near fever pitch on the internets, as George W. Bush likes to call them. Later in the broadcast, I bought a Wall Street Journal in the airport, and I opened it up and saw multiple articles that were actually truthful, but it was reported in just a dry, matter-of-fact way what I already knew and what many of the listeners of this broadcast already knew. But if you watch the national debate, you would never even get an inkling of, either from the Republican side or the Democratic side, which is all part of the controlled debate, the limited debate. If you watch the news, you would believe that Republicans and conservatives and insurance companies and hospitals and doctors are all together against the government-run health care bill. And it does have rationing death panels, and it does have a tax on businesses that give their employees too good an insurance. If you're given full coverage insurance without a deductible, you're given a 40% tax on your health care. I mean, it's right there in the bill in one of the five versions. But we all hear that the senator, Olympia Snowe, was the one Republican, and that now the Senate committee has certified it, and the government accounting offices have certified it as a good bill, even though they're certifying a bill they haven't seen. There's five different versions, and they're constantly adding new things in committee. And then we heard, oh, the insurance companies pulled out of the deal. Now, it is the mantra spouted and chanted by the controlled left that the insurance companies and HMOs are behind the fight against government health care. In fact, anytime I criticize one of the five government plans, and they're all basically the same, some are worse than others, that are all being like five decks of cards all integrated into each other with constant baiting and switching and, okay, I'll put an amendment on this bill to take out the rationing. Oh, we'll put an amendment in there where we won't penalize seniors. Oh, we'll put an amendment in here that, you know, you don't have to pay $5,000 a year in penalties if you don't go out and buy insurance. You've only got to pay $2,000 a year. And then they bait and switch and add it back into another version. But if you watch the news, you would believe that the insurance companies are fighting this bill. Well, then why is it suddenly big news this week that the insurance companies are saying that they may pull out of the bill? How are they pulling out of a bill or out of legislation, a package of legislation that they're against? And you read the Wall Street Journal, it just calmly reports the facts with the statements by the head lobbyist that represents the insurance companies, the health insurance divisions of the United States, the consortium head. He's the spokesman. And he says, oh, well, we helped write these bills and we support these bills, but we're pulling out because we don't like the fact that the penalty's being cut from $5,000 to $2,000 if you don't get insurance. The insurance companies wrote the stinking thing. Obama is Mr. Wall Street. This is nothing but a corporate boondoggle, a looting, just like the banker bailout. And he's prancing around, and the left loves him and thinks he's Che Guevara. Look, I'm no fan of communism, but communism, this is not. When you see the cover of Newsweek and it says, we're all socialists now, balderdash, we've all been robbed now. It's like when I'm against the global carbon tax. And I get emails and comments and big hit pieces written on me and anybody else that criticizes it does saying, you work for oil companies. when it is ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, BP, and every other major oil company is lined up. I mean, open a magazine up. It's ExxonMobil and Dutch Roll Shell and BP with ads for the carbon tax. I mean, I was in LAX. I was in Wing 4 of the airport. Go in there. And every billboard, I mean, everyone I saw, except for one little kiosk for plugless charging. There were some kiosk TV, you know, TV screens advertising wireless charging where you're so lazy you don't even plug your phone in. You just throw it onto a plate. So I did see some of those ads on little kiosks. But the big billboards, when you're walking down the concourse, every one of them was banks and IBM and Siemens, the German company, saying global carbon tax is good. We want carbon taxes. I buy magazines randomly on the rack. Before, half the ads were drug ads. Now, a third or half the ads are carbon tax ads. Oil companies telling you how great it is. Then I come out and say, I don't want a carbon tax, and I get to be told I work for the oil companies. Listen, moron liberals, okay? Can you open a magazine up and see the NFL advertising green carbon taxes and the entire Fortune 500's behind it? They're not doing this because it's a tax on them. It's a tax on you, and they're behind it. And the insurance companies are now threatening to pull out of supporting the bill, the different bills, because it doesn't put a big enough fine on you if you don't go buy insurance from them. They're just going to raise insurance rates on the American people. And I had a chance to watch Glenn Beck Tuesday night in my hotel room in Los Angeles, watch the whole show. Very talented guy. Very well done. I admire his skill. And I also admire his skill at deception. Because he's telling you that Obama is Mao Zedong, putting pictures of Mao Zedong up on the bulletin board, up on the chalkboard, and talking about how he's a radical and a communist. No, he's not. Oh, he's got the street thugs that are. They're always the enforcers for the bank. This guy is somebody to bring the left into wars, into police state, and into carbon taxes, and into the insurance companies being given liability protection and close to $1 trillion of your money. And then they're allowed, because of liability protection, to lower the amount of coverage you get. I mean, this is so amazing. And then the Wall Street Journal just reports it like it's a good thing, though. They're like, oh, the insurance companies are threatening to pull out because the provisions they wrote are being watered down because Obama's having trouble getting it passed with the freshman Democrats and Republicans whose constituents are scared to death, rightly so, of having a 5,000, and you know it's going to go up from there, a $5,000 penalty, and Obama just wants it to be $2,000. Because he can't get it passed. So the insurance companies are the greedy bastards. They're the ones that had government get involved in health care. They're the ones that are taking over everything. They're the ones involved in capitation. They're the ones running the HMOs, giving everybody crappy care. They make me sick. And how do you explain to a moron Republican that Obama isn't a communist and this isn't some leftist scheme? And no, the Republicans aren't good, because the Republicans are in there supporting quietly the insurance company provisions. It's so sick. I mean, it's just like Obama has increased the troops by 43,000, first 30,000 and 13,000 more in the last month, quietly. Now we're talking about 40,000+, between 40 and 48,000 more. And the general public thinks, oh, Obama's looking at sending more troops. That's the little semantical lawyer games they play. And I'm just a straight shooter from Texas, folks. I can see a scam coming from a mile away. This stuff is so elementary. I don't understand how these tricks fool everybody. The insurance companies are behind the bills to take over health care, to rape the hell out of us. The banks are behind the bailout bill. And they now admit that the banks are flush with all these trillions. They're not loaning. The economy's falling apart. I mean, it's so diabolical to watch them do this right out in the open. All right, I'll get into that and a lot more later. Your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to your phone calls, and then I'm going to get into this stack of key news. Woman disabled by flu shot reaction. That's out of Fox News, of all places. Recruited by MI5, that's British intelligence, the names Mussolini, Benito Mussolini. Documents reveal the Italian dictator got his start in politics in 1917 with the help of financing with a MI5 wage. And, of course, Hitler got his start through British intelligence funding. That's been declassified. That's why it's so hard to beat the globalists. They created Saddam. They created bin Laden. They created Fidel Castro, all on record. They create their own enemies. And I'll be talking about that with Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers later today, because they are, just like they did in the mid-90s, infiltrating all the patriot groups and trying to stir up violence. They're on the InfoWars and Prison Planet comment sections on articles going, Alex is a wimp. He doesn't call for violence. Trying to get people to comment and call for violence on there so they can have the national media demonize me and then come after us. And they've been caught doing that over and over again. These are standard operating procedures for the Pentagon. It's extremely criminal, but they don't care. And I just want to warn everybody, folks, this stuff's really coming to a head. So just look out. Stephen in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was a strange static there for a second. Yeah, hey,
let me just stop you. We have the Talos phone system, and so when they go to you, it goes, that's the signal for you being on air. It goes, when they take your phone call. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, that's what that is. Thanks. Now, I just wanted to share a couple of quick things with you, Alex. I know you got a lot of other callers. Anyway, in Kroger, where I'm at, they were giving away, well, I shouldn't say giving away, but for a fee, they were offering flu shots recently. So when I heard this over the loudspeaker in there, I was like, what the heck? So,
and then if you take it, a lot of big grocery store chains are giving you a $50 coupon.
Really? Yeah, I didn't know that. You talk about bribery. But, I went up to the guy who was giving these shots outside the pharmacy. He was sitting at a table with this woman, and I kind of looked at him, and I said, well, I didn't have any documentation to prove it, unfortunately. But I said, you know, these shots are actually making people sick and in some cases, killing them. And he kind of gave me this odd look of disbelief, of course, because he's just going by what he's told. And so I saw him give one woman a shot, and luckily I came across a guy there, and he said that I said I'm not taking those shots. I know too much about him from what I've been, I've found out. And we started talking about your show. Interesting enough, we were on the same wavelength, and we ended up talking for a few minutes. And then recently, I just had a home inspection. I'm, of course, the housing authority here, and the guy is doing an inspection, oddly enough. I was listening to your show, and I brought it up, and, of course, he said, oh, yeah, Alex Jones, yeah, I was informed, I found out, from a friend, someone he knew about you, so the word's getting out. People know this.
Sure. Stephen, where you live, is it a zoning rule, like many cities and counties and different states have, where even if you're not in government housing, they do come out and, quote, inspect your home?
Well, I can't say for sure about that, Alex, but interesting enough, though, but they started doing, I asked the guy about the housing authority, how it was founded, and I was looking this up on the net. And
so somebody just showed up at your house without a warrant and said, let me in, I'm going to inspect your house.
Oh, they do this yearly anyways.
Yeah, well, that's being done nationwide. Listen, I appreciate your call. Going back to the flu vaccine, all you had to do was walk up to the counter and say, hey, in one of the shot bottles, why don't you read the insert? And you could have pulled the insert out in front of him and read where it said thimerosal, a mercury-based preservative. You could have read where it says Guillain-Barré. You could have read to him where it said may cause fertility problems. That's on the inserts. Okay, so the proof was right there on the table. We're going to go to break and come back and talk to Adam, Ryan, Sergey, and others when we get back in the next segment. But yes, I remember seeing a story out of Illinois, and said several counties have this. Oh, it had to be 8 years ago or so. I made a big deal out of it at the time and had locals on from the town. I forget the name of the particular town, but it described a man and woman, husband and wife, retirees, waking up at 6 a.m. in the morning with police officers standing in front of them. And the police said, oh, we're here with the housing authority. We do inspections to make sure under zoning you don't have more than your occupancy living in this home. And they said, we're going to go check and see how many toothbrushes you have. Your house is zoned for three people, but there's only two here. But if we find more than three toothbrushes, we're going to fine you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord,
we are back live, continuing to take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. I wonder if this is going to turn out to be fake. Headline, Kenya-born Obama, all set for U.S. Senate. It's from the webarchive.org, which normally only archives, you know, real articles. But the establishment will plant fake disinfo to discredit people. And I find it very surprising that this wouldn't have been discovered by now. Kenyan-born Obama all set for U.S. Senate, with millions of people Googling the term Kenya-born Obama or Obama born in Kenya. This would have been found previously. I don't know. I think it stinks to high heaven. But it reads like a real article. But I've seen plenty of operations like that. So we'll cover that, too, a little bit later. Let's continue going to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Adam in Texas. Adam, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to thank you for kind of hitting the nail on the head in your assessment of the health care bill. It's very obvious from the very beginning when H.R. 3200 was put on the web for us to read 1,000-plus pages. You come to the creation of the health exchange. That whole section alone put up the red flag that this was not about universal health care, but a way to get the insurance companies to come in, have government-subsidized access to the 40 million uninsured that are in the country. They're playing a back-and-forth game.
Yeah, they'll just pay tax money as a subsidy to the uninsured, who will then be given crappy care where they water it down and give liability protection and basically get rid of the Hippocratic Oath in the system we've had. Meanwhile, people that actually have insurance will pay an extra tax to the insurance companies. I mean, it just goes on and on. But meanwhile, it gives less cover to Obama to have the Republicans coming out and attacking the plan when it's actually the insurance companies that wrote it. And again, the insurance companies are publicly saying they may pull out now if the fine isn't big enough if you don't go out and get insurance. So this is just a corporate welfare scam.
The reason why they're saying that is because they know that the American public will perceive, oh, well, it must be a good bill if both the Republicans and the insurance companies are against it, thereby playing on the left-right paradigm. And it's even deeper than that. This bill was not only written by the insurance companies. The seed and the impetus of this bill comes from the Federal Reserve in their white papers that are up and on the web. Anyone can go to Federal Reserve St. Louis, any of these other Federal Reserve websites. Read those white papers. Those white papers extrapolate what payments they can get out of the U.S. populace in order to continue the payment of the debt, of the U.S. debt to the Federal Reserve.
And they mention health care.
On health care.
Yes, they say that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've seen those. In fact, I should dig those back up. I saw those weeks ago, and we should post those on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with a blurb at the top pointing out. But yes, that's all this is. And they've done this in Europe and other places. The same year we got the Federal Reserve, we got the income tax, 1913. And they've talked about new ways to tax people. And how they're going to do that is carbon taxes on your homes, your cars, on every facet of business. They're going to do it through new health care taxes that are nothing but a giant new slush fund of money for government to loot and pay to the banks. All this is a whole new area of taxes. And as usual, they get some of the slovenly population that wants something free to line up and say, oh, yes, give us some more welfare, when all welfare is ever used for is shackles to control people. But that's only a small part of it. It is the total takeover of our society and sets up government control of health care for a medical tyranny here inside the United States.
We have to stay away from is getting away from that argument and trying to blame skyrocketing health care costs on illegal aliens using the medical facilities. They actually, if you read the studies that are published by schools in Texas, Arizona, California, not anything on the East Coast, they are one half of 1% of the total budget of any medical health care facility on the border. They are not the problem. This is being done because they're trying to extrapolate money out of the American populace, the American taxpayer. They want them to live longer, to work longer, so that they can just pull as much money surreptitiously as they can on the premise that, well, we're going to give you some health care and you're going to feel good, but we're going to be.
But we're going to take money out of your check. More money out of your check. I hear you, Adam, and I appreciate your call. As for the global elite wanting us to live longer, actually, they want us to live to about 60 and then die, and they want us, by law, to only be able to have one child, and that's just for starters. That's stated. That's stated. Let's talk to Ryan in Indiana. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
What do you know about January 26th and Obama having to be in federal court in California?
Tell me about it.
Well, I hear, and I've gone through several documents, to try to confirm this is true. In fact, I have the name of the judge right here, David Carter, federal judge David Carter, has accepted the case. So he actually has to prove that he was, in fact, eligible to be president in the first place. Which, you know, if you know simple math, he wasn't. You know, if you were born to a foreign national, then the other parent has to have 10 years of residency, 5 years of which have to be after the age of 14. his mother being 18 disqualifies that, you know. But even,
and at the time, at the time, that was the law. It's, I'm told, I've read, it's not the law now. But yes, it's all a red herring because he, it's 50-50 where he was really born. But it some evidence shows he probably was born in Hawaii. But regardless, the one American parent, as you said, had to be residing here for a certain period of time, and she was too young to have been able to do that. So he is illegitimate. But isn't it strange that the other candidate he ran against was also born in the Panama Canal Zone, and they tried to say, oh, well, he was born at a base, but those bases didn't exist then. So according to the letter of the law, John McCain wasn't eligible. But it's kind of like Dick Cheney really lived in Texas, the same state as George W. Bush, in 2000 when they were running, but then he lied and said he was really from Montana, though he didn't have residency there. And so they violated the Constitution there. I mean, it's just, why can't we have candidates that don't violate the Constitution? It's as if they're picking candidates to set the precedent to do that. But, you know, overall, Obama is a liar. He's run by the bankers. He's lied about everything. He has all these corrupt mafia people around him. He came up with Blagojevich under Axelrod. And, of course, on top of that, Rahm Emanuel as his handler. I mean, he's a horrible guy, but in the final equation, he's still just a puppet running nothing. He's a front man who they mean to build up and then destroy. And so, you know, there's almost a political gravitational pull towards the left-right paradigm and bashing these puppets. And I certainly do it as well, but, you know, I'm not... Is this the case launched by Alan Keyes' lawyer, or who's launched this court case?
Well, I believe the people I've seen is actually. Hold on, I can bring up the document right in front of me. Let's see, I might have closed it while we were talking, but I can bring it right back up. While I'm looking for that, there was also an article in my the town I grew up in, Rensselaer, Indiana. They had a distribution of H1N1 vaccine will begin soon in Jasper County, with no author claiming responsibility for it. And I went in to talk to the editor about this, and the guy literally shook the entire time I was talking to him. He just sat there and he shook like someone who just got, you know, told he's going to jail for the rest of his life. You know,
back up for a minute. What did the headline say?
It says distribution of H1N1 vaccine will begin soon in Jasper County. I have the paper right here. Right below it, it says the target populations, and then, you know, and it gives an article, you know, you know, I got it right here if you want to hear the whole thing. But, you know,
basically, why would he shake? I mean, they're distributing H1N1 all over the place now.
That's my point. Why would he be so scared that, you know, I'm telling him, you know, some of these facts that H1N1 is not good for the people that live here? And there was no concern for the people of our community. There was more concern that I knew about any of this.
Listen, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. There is a mass-induced paranoia. First, they trigger 9/11, get everybody scared. They tell you it's for people in foreign caves that were setting up the police state. Then they announce, no, actually, it's for the American people and gun owners and libertarians and conservatives and people that don't like the Federal Reserve. And they teach all the police departments that right-wing terrorists are about to bomb all the police departments. And they do improvised explosive device training. And they put military liaisons in all the big police departments and set up threat fusion centers. And all over the place now, you know, they've recruited InfoGuard spies and businesses who were all just completely paranoid. They've recruited the plumbers and the cable people and the telephone man, and they're all spying on you, admittedly, and the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. And first they train you to be searched and take your shoes off and take your jacket off and answer questions and can't have fluids at the... And then now, oh, we want to have checkpoints outside the airports and then checkpoints at the bus terminals and checkpoints at the train stations. And they just expand out all this paranoia. And then local businesses get insurance breaks all over the country. If they'll have an anti-terror drill where they hire local police or local private security firms to come in and do a mock attack on the business. All about creating this perception, and they get citizen groups to watch the local surveillance cameras, and everyone gets involved. And last night at about 3:30, I was out of gas. You know, my plane came in at right before 3, got in my car, drove home, pulled into a Rudy's barbecue to get gas. at about 3:30 on 360. And I get out. I actually shot video of this on my iPhone. Need to figure out how to email it to myself and get it posted on the site. But my windows are up as I pull in, and I hear a loudspeaker, like a bullhorn, like the police are addressing me. I look around me. Nobody's in the well-lit parking lot. I get out, put my card in, and I'm sitting there. So I was almost out of gas, and I've run out many times, so I've just learned to pull over and not chance it. And every minute, on the minute, it would announce, "You are in the Rudy's Barbecue parking lot. You can only pay by card. Pay at the pump. You are under surveillance by closed-circuit television." And, I mean, it was so loud, it was like a drill sergeant screaming at me. And there's a neighborhood 50 yards behind it. I mean, it's built in a neighborhood on the side of 360s. And I mean, do neighbors like the giant loudspeakers like it's a concentration camp blaring? And I know in New York and other areas they have these loudspeakers where they boom. And in England they even have the image of a mean face. It's like a telescreen shouting at you. And if you stand too long at a corner, you're not allowed to loiter. It screams messages. And all over the U.S. and England and Europe, they've put in this, they call it the mosquito system, and it's an ultra-low frequency that hurts people's ears under the age of 30. It actually damages hearing. It's an acoustic device. In fact, people won't believe me. Well, you guys search engine, mosquito system stops loiterers. I think that's a headline. And I was there trying to, you know, pump the gas. I was there trying to give them, you know, $40 of my money. And it was just blaring at me every minute, blaring at me, blaring at me. And I guess I won't go back to Rudy's. I mean, I guess that's the only thing I can do. And people can say, "Oh, well, that's for your safety." And it's not in a high crime area. And I've read that's going in all over the place. And normally you'd pull in, it would go, "We've got hot coffee and donuts inside." They have that outdoor advertising, that audible advertising. But that's always subdued. I mean, even in the airport, it's like, "Your attention, please. Please don't leave any unattended bags. Please, if someone tries to give you a bag, don't take it." It's all part of the Orwellianness, but this was just shouting at me so loud. I mean, just blaring loud. I mean, I pulled up with the windows up, and as I'm pulling in, I'm like, who's talking? What's through the windows? I could hear it with an aggressive voice. "Okay, well, I won't be going to Rudy's to buy barbecue ever again," I guess is what I've got to do, because I don't patronize Big Brother. And it's like, "Well, that's for your safety when you're in a parking lot at night." Well, they don't have a lot of robberies in parking lots at night in Texas because people got guns. But that's another issue. It's just this ninny-nanny state with everyone shaking in fear and everyone crying. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, everywhere I go, it's Girl Scouts training with Homeland Security and loudspeakers blaring, "You're being watched," as if any moron doesn't know that you're being watched. I mean, I guess if you work at night, you're bad. But what about the people in the neighborhood? I mean, a blaring, but this is the new America. Is sonic weapons, quote, in areas where people congregate on the streets of New York and London? I mean, what is the deal? And they report in New York that if a woman sits on a bench too long, they come up and give her tickets. You're only allowed to sit on a bench waiting for a bus a few minutes. The police say, "Go ahead and walk around in circles, then you can sit back down." They're making all these rules to make, you know, the $100,000 fines at the garage sales, fines if you're selling eggs or watermelons. It's just total harassment. And then all these people that get henpecked by the government and the media and the culture, they then get their petty positions and they want to boss you around and peck on you. And there's all these petty people that want power. I was going through the checkpoint at LAX. This really happened. Because I listened to what's going on, and I'm going to take your camera and your laptop out. So I took it out of my bag. I was putting it back on, put my shoes back on, put my belt back on, my act of contrition, my act of submission. And I listened, to these two guys talking while they're at the x-ray machine, and the guy's going, yeah, I'm going for Sergeant. I admit it. I want the power. I want it. And the guy's like going, I know what you mean. I like it. It's good. And I was like, did I really hear that? I mean, then I forgot to zip my bag and picked it up and all my stuff dumped out because, I mean, do other people observe what's going on around them? I mean, do other people observe the insanity? I mean, it was like something out of a nightmare science fiction movie where, you know, you're at the checkpoint. They're going, I like the power. I'm going for Sergeant. I admit it. I want power. I enjoy it. I mean, they were saying stuff like that. So I tune in and start listening to it. And I couldn't help it at the food lines. There's something about people in stormtrooper outfits that are obese. I mean, I'm a little overweight, but I was sitting there taking iPhone pictures of them. I got to file a report on all this. Oh, my God, help me. I just beam me up, Scotty, I tell you.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
I'm ready. Continuing with your phone calls. At the 8 after, I am going to start getting into this huge stack of important news. Woman disabled by flu shot reaction. Dollar loses reserve status to yen and euro. That's the headline of the New York Post. They're not talking about will they kill the dollar. They're talking about how they're going to kill it, and they're starting it. They're not eating around the edges anymore, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the thing for all the people sucked into this whole police state and the New World Order. All of you fools that are going along with it and think it's cute and funny, you have no idea. No idea just how real this is and just how bad it's going to be for you. And it's going to be bad for everybody else that doesn't want it. Sergey in Florida, you're on the air. Okay, sir, Jay. Have a good one. Jay in Nebraska. Jay, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, Jay.
I'd like you to know that I appreciate your work right up beside that of Archibald Roberts that I discovered in 1991 with his Most Secret Science. I hope they take that as a compliment.
Well, thank you. Go ahead.
My question is, do you have any suggestions for people that end up having the inoculation on how to clean their body out afterwards? I mean, for me, I've actually had a shot with some aerosol in the past. And the only thing I found that helped me at all clear my head and my body out was kelp and microplant powder.
Look, I'm not a doctor, and I appreciate your call. And I mean, we have doctors on who talk about getting lots of sleep, drinking lots of clean water, eating a lot of vegetables, not eating a lot of fried foods, getting your mind right. And I try to be healthy, but I work so much. I'm not really the person to be up here pontificating on what people can do. But there are a lot of detox things that people can do. Dealing with all the thimerosal and other things that are in people's bodies. Tony in Niagara Falls. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good.
It's nice to talk to you again. I talked to you over the summer about the deer camp, if you remember, up here in Niagara Falls by the border.
You guys have got like a militia camp?
Yeah, we have a deer camp down in Southern Tier. I just wanted to give you some updates of what's going on up here. Things have changed quite a bit since I talked to you last over the summer. 6 weeks ago in Greece, New York, they had a military training exercise. They have environmental police in Buffalo, New York now, in SUVs going driving around. I don't know exactly what they're doing.
They're going to be the home inspectors. They're going to. Yeah. They say what they're going to do. It's not pretty.
Yep, and on Channel 7 News, every time that they do a big bust or anything nowadays, if you go into their archives on WKBW.com, you can see that the military are working alongside the police in full uniforms. It's changing from black to white since the last time I talked to you up here. It's changed exponentially.
Yeah, actually, in upstate New York, but also in central New York, we have confirmed at least four towns, including Schenectady, that have openly announced they're putting troops on the streets, National Guard and regular army. They're calling for it in Alabama. Suddenly, I get the videos every other day to the point I've been desensitized, and it's not even a big deal now, which is what they meant, the psych warfare chiefs meant. I mean, even if you're against this, you get conditioned. That's the point, condition the troops, the police, the public. Suddenly, army, Marines, National Guard are out running checkpoints. It's really happening. It is hellish, and that's because they're going to fully implode the economy by design. So you're saying on the local TV station, they just show the news with bust and then show military with the police, but then don't even make a big deal about it. They just show it.
Yep, don't even mention that they are military, but you can tell they're full military, because I was a vet, as you know myself, and you can tell that they're military working alongside the police, but they do not mention it whatsoever. Also, the chemtrail thing, there hasn't been a lot of chemtrails.
We got a break.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.